Dad's stuffed things just didn't scream Christmas wedding invitation for Callan Laramie, even when the dead stuffed thing, an armadillo named Billy, was draped with gold tinsel, a bridal veil, and was holding a bouquet of what appeared to be tiny poinsettias in his little armadillo hands. Then again, when the bride-to-be, Rosie Muldoon, was a taxidermist, Callan supposed a photo like that hit the more normal range of possibilities for invitation choices. Well, normal-ish, anyway. No one had ever accused Rosie of being conventional, and even though he hadn't seen her in close to 14 years, Billy's bridal picture was proof that her non-normalcy hadn't changed during that time. Dragging in a long breath that Callan figured he might need, he opened the invitation. What was printed inside wasn't completely unexpected, not really, but he was glad he'd taken that breath. Like most invitations, it meant he'd have to do something, and doing something like this often meant trudging through the past.
"Y'all are invited to the wedding of Buck McCall and Rosie Muldoon, Christmas Eve at noon in the Lightning Bug Inn on Main Street, Coldwater, Texas. Reception to follow."
So, Buck had finally popped the question, and Rosie had accepted. Again, no surprise. Not on the surface, anyway, since Buck had started courting Rosie several years after both of them had lost their spouses about a decade and a half ago. But Callan still got a bad feeling about this. The bad feeling went up a notch when he saw that the printed RSVP at the bottom had been lined through and the words handwritten there.
"Please come. Buck needs to see you. Rosie."
Yes, this would require him to do something. She'd underlined the please and the needs, and it was just as effective as a heavyweight's punch to Callan's gut, one that knocked him into a time machine and took him back 18 years, to that time when he'd first laid eyes on Buck, and then on Rosie shortly thereafter. Oh, man. Callan had just turned 14, and the raw anger and bad memories had been eating holes in him. Sometimes they still did. Buck had helped with that. Heck, maybe Rosie had too, but the four mostly good years he'd spent with Buck couldn't erase the 14 shitty ones that came before them. He dropped the invitation back on his desk and steeled himself up when he heard the woodpecker taps of the high heels coming toward his office. Several taps later, his assistant, Havana Mayfield, stuck her head in the open doorway. Today, her hair was pumpkin orange with streaks of golden brown, the color of a roasted turkey, probably to coordinate with Thanksgiving, since it had been just the day before. Callan wasn't sure what coordination goal Havana had been going for with the lime green pants and top, or the lipstick red stilettos, but as he had done with Rosie and just about everyone else from his past, he'd long since given up trying to figure out his assistant's life choices. Havana was an efficient workaholic, like him, which meant he overlooked her wardrobe, her biting sarcasm, and the occasional judgmental observations about him, even if they weren't any of her business.
"Your 2 o'clock is here,"
Havana said, setting some contracts and more mail in his inbox. Then she promptly took the stack from his outbox.
"George Niedermeyer," she added, and bobbled her eyebrows. "He brought his mother with him. She wants to tell you about her granddaughter, the lawyer."
"Great." Callan silently groaned. George was in his 60s and was looking for a good deal on some Angus, which Callan could and would give him. George's mother, Myrtle, was nearing 90, and despite her advanced age, she was someone Callan would classify as a woman with too much time on her hands. Myrtle would try to do some matchmaking with her lawyer granddaughter, gossip about things that Callan didn't want to hear, and prolong what should be a half-hour meeting into an hour or more.
"Myrtle said you're better looking than a litter of fat spotted pups,"
Havana added, clearly enjoying this.
"That's what you get for being a hotshot cattle broker with a pretty face."